This bill would boost teacher salaries if they take on making improvements in these poor areas of Utah. Representative Mike Winder says there are about 92 schools in Utah that meet these qualifications for being the most challenging, and teachers would have to be able to show growth when they move to those schools.
We need to do more in the state of Utah to help our classrooms, and this is a way to do it in a targeted way that's outcome-based.
Representative Winder says House Bill 212 is already getting a lot of support. 21 House co-sponsors so far. The Superintendents Association, the State School Board, and others all lining up behind this bill.
As we look for ways, and there's a lot of bills up on the Hill this year looking for ways to generate more money for classrooms, this is a way to target some of those dollars in a very highly effective way.
He says many of these schools have teachers that get burned out, and they have about a 50% turnover year to year. So they need the best teachers to come in and want to stay and make changes.
This is using free market incentives to help teachers come to these high poverty schools and rewards them when they can demonstrate growth with those students. It's not based on proficiency or how the kids are doing on test scores. It's basing on growth, on what a teacher is able to accomplish with them in that year, regardless of what their starting point.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.